What an answer.
If the camera comes in,
there's going to be some great
comments. Yeah. Not bad at all. Okay, let's have some business. What do we got?
All right, Gene, we have a guest tonight.
Yeah, I think we do, over in the end over here. I have no idea what his name is.
Sings with the Down Easters from Portland, Maine.
Wow. All right.
You got out of there real quick, didn't you? Okay, we have a couple of renewals.
Yep, we have 1 5-year, Glenn Cowan. That was a good warm up. Okay, another one, Bob King, 54 years.
Just now.
Okay, it's that time of year for starting to determine barbershopper of the year.
Woo!
And newcomer.
Yeah.
So there will be an email coming out shortly with instructions, and then we'll be the bullet back to me, I guess. And we'll give the announcement at the annual dinner. So anyway, be thinking, and we'll give you the names of those that are eligible. So. It's coming. Bob, what do you have?
Okay. I got the tickets here tonight, and I think, and Glenn, you got to pick up your tickets. How many of you other guys need tickets?
Printed tickets?
Printed tickets.
You want printed tickets. You can sell online all you want, direct on the website, but if you want actual physical tickets.
You're welcome. You know, if you need tickets, I'll be here next week, selling online. And how many guys need flyers? So some people didn't want flyers. How many people need flyers? Okay. How many people have a colored printer at home? Okay. I was gonna run off a bunch of copies. My wife said, you know how much? I printed 10. So anybody, just come and grab one and then you can print your own, okay?
They're right here.
So you need
to send that out like Frank said, they're the full size.
Okay, all right. Can you do that? See, send them out full size. Send a flyer out. I'll try to do that, man.
If you just send like a PDF file or something like that.
Yeah. Okay, let him send them out. He's willing to learn more about computers than I do.
Yeah.
All right. That's not for... Okay, and the tickets have to be turned back in on the 6th of December.
Yes.
So those tickets. We haven't done it, even selling tickets for over 2 years. Two regular annual shows for Christmas, so... We need some money in the treasury, so sell those tickets.
Yes, we do.
And we want a full audience as well.
So, okay, the tickets have a stub that people put their name, email, and phone number. So, those get torn off
and sent to you.
And given to me before the show.
That's correct.
Yeah, here's what they look like.
Yes, you got a ticket. This is the part that you give to your audience member, the big chunky stuff with all the fun, pretty info. This over here, you fill out and rip it up. You only need to fill out one stub if they're buying multiple tickets.
Right.
Unless they're for different parties and they would have different household email addresses.
Right.
But on that ticket, you can indicate whether it's an adult or a student.
Yes, 14 or 10, there's a check mark.
So basically, when you get your check, your cash, whatever, for the payment, you bring the payment along with this. Okay, and you give all this to Greg Long, and he inputs that into our system. Everyone actually has an electronic connection with us. It's just that some people don't know it because they got us stuff, right? Okay.
And we need to update that because I know I've got a few members that are no longer here. I know Bob said that too. They were to send out a thing to somebody and says, well, they're not even, they've been dead for years, and that's not, well, that's not good.
You don't have to do that.
So the email should come back.
So, yes. Okay.
All right. And they'll be online, hopefully by the end of this week, I'll have an online link that I'll put on the website.
There you go.
Okay. So, 7 tickets.
All yours.
Just a reminder that if if you haven't been working on your tuxedos, make sure that you have that ready to go. Black shirts with black buttons. We provide the ties. I saw an email sent out that said something about turquoise, but I think we might be talking about doing red. So we'll figure that part out. But yes, we'll give you the red ties, the pocket squares. You just need tux, notch collar, satin stripe downside, patents. Leather black shoes, and make sure that they are shiny but comfortable. Get those Dr. Scholl's inserts or whatever you need, because usually those cheap tuxedo shoes are cheesy on the button. Okay. And then, yes, we have the venue, which is what used to be called First Christian Church. It's now called Hope Plus. I think you say the plus. Yes. Hope Plus Elam. It's two congregations that merged into that building. So it's at the corner of 25th and University. Big church, can't miss it. It's got parking close to the entrance that the church owns the parking lot. On our evening of the show, I'd like to ask us, and we're figuring out the permissions, but we think we have permission to use the lot across from the Fine Arts Center at Drake. So it's still on 25th. And it's probably where we parked that one night that we got kicked out for singing outside. Okay, so that parking lot, and then there's going to be a shuttle that's running back and forth from there to the church. Okay? So we'll work out those details when you arrive. That way we can leave most of the parking close to the building for our audience. We'll also be running that same shuttle during the show as well. So audience members, if they want to park in that lot, can get bussed up to the church as well. Okay?
Eileen's flowers should be available to us at that parking lot also.
Correct, yes. Once they close for the day, yes, Irene's flowers, which is right across the street.
Irene's.
My person has a lot that you can go park in.
Okay. Oh, Diane is closed.
Do not park in the Drake lot. They will tell you.
If you're not.
Okay. All right. Perfect.
One show, 3 o'clock.
Yep.
11.
That's right.
3 p.m.
Be there at the bell, huh? Get your symbol string. Okay, take a break for 10 minutes. See you back here.
Good. Ready?